Ezras Hashem Yisbarek. Today's daf is Daf Chaf Gimel Maseches Brachos, the 22nd daf in Shas. We will pick up by the new Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The previous Mishnah discussed that a Baal Keri is not supposed to daven. In the Halacha L'Maisa section yesterday, we discussed how this applies Halacha L'Maisa today, and or does this apply at all. The Mishnah tells us here, Hayomed Bevila, V'nizkar Shu Baal Keri. Here we're talking about before the Takana of Baal Keri was repealed, and an individual realized during davening he's become a Keri. Lo Yafsik Eli Yikotzer. He doesn't stop immediately, but rather he shortens every bracha, and he makes them abridged. Continues the Mishnah. Yared Litbo. If he's gone down to Bitovel before he davens. Im yochol lalos uluskasos ulikros atshol te netzachama yalavi ischase viikare. If he can, let him go to the mikvah. The sun will not yet have risen. He'll get dressed and then he'll read Kriyat Shema. Vim lav. However, if the sun is going to rise beforehand, yiskase b'mayim v'yikare. He should cover himself in the water and read. V'lo yiskase lo b'mayim aroim v'lo b'mei ha. Mishre ad shiyatil l'solchan mayim. These are waters that are bad. They smell awful. Rashi says mayim sruchim. Or mei ha-mishre means water where flax is being soaked inside of it, and that's also considered spoiled water. He needs to add more water inside, in which the bad water becomes bata. Continues the Mishnah. V'kama yarchik mehen. How far does he have to distance himself if he cannot be mevato the water? How far does he have to distance himself from that water, umin hatsoa, and from excrement? Dalet amos. He has to distance himself 4 amos. Bezos Hashem Yisparich, the Gemara begins 7 lines from Adam. Tana Rabbonim, on Chav Beis and Mabeis. Hayo'imed v'tfilah. The person was in the middle of davening, v'nizkir shu baal keri. We learned in our Mishnah, lo yafsik eli yikotzer. This part of the Braisa is similar to our Mishnah, that one does not stop, but rather one abbreviates one's tfilah. Hayo'kari b'tayre, if he was learning, v'nizkir shu baal keri, eina mafsik v'oila ela megamgem v'koire. He continues reading quickly. Doesn't stop, but continues reading quickly. Ramei Reimer, Ein Balkeri Rashai Likres B'Toyra, Yoyser Migimol Psukim. Ramei is of the opinion that a Balkeri cannot read from the Torah more than 3 Psukim. In other words, he reads 3 Psukim and then he stops. The Gemara continues 5 lines. Tanya Yidach, Hayoyme B'Tfila, he was in the middle of davening, V'royat Soyet. Kenegdoi, and he sees excrement in front of him. Mahalach lefanav achiz v'kenel acharav dalad amis. He continues forward past the excrement until the excrement is 4 amos behind him. Asks the Gemara v'hotanya litzdadin, but didn't we learn in a braisa that he has to go to the side and doesn't say that he has to go 4 amos ahead? Answers the Gemara like Hasha. If it's possible, he should go 4 amos. If it's not possible, then going to the side, bidiyavad, is the yetzah. 4 lines from the bottom. He was davening, and he found within his dalet amos excrement. Amar Rabba, even though he sinned, in other words, even though his tefillah was done inappropriately, in the sense that it was done within Soa, even he wasn't aware of it beforehand, but still it's considered a ched. Nevertheless, a tefillah is a bad tefillah. Maskevle Rava, Vazevach Rishoim Teiva. But don't we say that the Zevach of Rishoim, the carbon of a Rosh, is discussing Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu? Why do we consider it a tefillah? It's discussing Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu. Elama Rava, rather taught, Ho'el V'chata, since he sinned, and it sounds like from the conclusion of the Gemara, he would not be Yotze that tefillah. Tosas and Dibra Maskel Afalpi add that the Ri says that for that reason you need to repeat Shemona Esrei. Emir to Hashem, in the halacha section, we will discuss the halachos of when one realizes, it happens more often than people think, when one realizes that one's tefillah was done in an inappropriate area. Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. Tar Rabban Hayomid Bitfilo Maim Shaisin al Birkov. He doesn't realize and he begins to urinate. Achi Yichlu Amayim. Once he realizes, he waits until the urination stops. And then he continues davening. Lehechen Choser. So where does he go back? Does he have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei or pick up left off? That's the machlokas. Rav Chizkiya Rav Hanuna. Chad Amar Choser Rosh. One of them says that you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei in such a case. And the other says that he goes back to the place where he had left off. The Gemara analyzes. Let us say that their machlokis ra revolves around the following. Marsavar, one holds im shokedei ligmaris kula chozer l'rosh. That if the hefsik is as long as the time it takes for a person to daven Shemona Esrei, you go back to the beginning. And the other man Amr who says that you pick up where you left off says you never go back to the beginning, rather you pick up where you left off, even if it was Shoha Kedei Ligmar Eskula. Amr Ravashi, Hayim Shah Im Lo Shah Mi Boile? Says Ravashi, your assumption is that both Amorayim, Rav Chizkiya Rav Hanuna, are going to agree in a case of lo shah kedei ligmar eskula, and machlokis is only im shah kedei ligmar eskula. If that's so, so then the Gemara should have differentiated and said that they don't agree in a case of lo shah, and the machlokis is shah kedei ligmar eskula. Ella, rather, Rav Ashi says, tekulei alma im shah kedei ligmar eskula chozer rosh. Rather, they agree when it comes to in a period of time that is the amount to daven the whole Shemona Esrei. And what do? You go back to the beginning. V'hasam. But when do we have this machlokes between Rav Hanuna and Rav Chizkiya? B'delo sh'ah kamiflagi. When it didn't take the extended period of time. It was less than the amount of time it takes to daven Shemona Esrei. D'mar savar gavra d'chuyuhu. One holds that this individual, because he was urinating, is a gavra d'chuyuhu. He's pushed away. V'ein ro'ui. And he's not ro'i for davening vein tefilasot tefillin, therefore his prayer is not a prayer. Umar savar gavra chazihu utfilasot tefillah, and therefore he picks up where he had left off. Rashi explains that the concept of gavra d'chuyah is that if he urinated in the middle of his davening, that shows that at the time that he had started, it was usher for him to daven, and therefore he has to go back to the beginning. And the other one holds that someone who needs to urinate is not considered a gavra d'chuya. The Gemara continues on the first wide line. Tana Rabbana. Hanitzrich l'nikavav. Someone that needs to go to the bathroom. This is a continuation of what we had just left off with about someone who urinated in the middle and turns out had to have gone to the bathroom. Al yispal. He shouldn't daven. V'im is spala. And if he does daven, tefilas ha-toeves, tefila is an abomination. Amar zvid v'item rav yudah lo shanu. This only applies if someone wasn't able to hold himself in. But if he's able to hold himself in, then in such a case, his tefila is considered accepted. What's the length of time? Amar of Sheshes ad parsa. Rav Sheshes says it's the amount of time to walk a parsa. A parsa is the distance of 4 mil, which takes 72 minutes to walk, as described by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadi Beis Sif Gimel. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Hanitzrich l'nikavav. If someone needs to go to the bathroom, al yispal, harezi lo yispalo, he shouldn't daven. Mishum Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hachon l'kras Elokecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself towards davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a pasuk in Amos and Perek Dalet. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonis Amar Rabbi Yonison Man Da Amar Shmor Raglecha Kasher Telecha Beis Leim Shmor Atzbecha Shelo Techta. Watch yourself that you shouldn't sin, the Pasuk in Koheles is telling us. Vim techta havei karban lefanai. Bringing a karban, your aveira will be atoned. The Gemara continues to barsh darsh in the Pasuk. Vikarov lishmoa. What does that mean? Amar Rava, havikarov lishmoa divrei chachamim. You should always be careful and close to listen to the words of the chachamim. She'im chaltim mevim karban va'osim tshuva. Because they're careful when they sin, they do tshuva, continues the Pasuk. Mites haksilim zavach. Don't be like those people who make the mistake that they bring a karbon and they don't do tshuva. The Gemara continues to darshan the pasuk. Ki einam yodim lasos ra. Because they don't know to do bad. So the Gemara doesn't make sense. What does it mean? Mites ksilim zevach ki einam yodim lasos ra. I thought we just got through saying that they were rishayim. Yachi tzadikim ninu. They are tzadikim. Ella says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. Al tichasilim. Shechaitim mevim karbon. Ve'enim yodim im al tole mevim. Im al haroim mevim. The fools, they bring karbonos, but they haven't kept track whether they're good or bad. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, bein tov le ra, enim afchilim. They mevim karbon lefonai. They can't tell the difference between good and bad, and they're bringing a karbon. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk for the next explanation. Ravashi v'itema Rav Chanina, because the explanation up until now wasn't relevant to our sugya of urinating before davening. Ravashi v'itema Rav Chanina bar Papa, shmarni kavecha b'shoa sh'ata omed b'tfal tfina lifanai. When the Pasuk says shmar raglecha, it means to watch your orifices. Watch that your body is clean when you daven in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tana Rabbanan. Gemara continues approximately halfway through the Amud on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Hanichnas lebeis hachisei. Someone who goes into the bathroom, chayit leitz tefilav, takes off his tefillin berachach dalet amis, four amos away from Nichnas and goes in. Amar Ravacha baravuna rosheshes loy shanu lebeis hachisei kavua. Avo vayis hachisei rai choletz v'nifna la'alter. He doesn't have to take away a distance of four amis, but rather he could take it off the tefillin immediately outside. Ugusha Yotze, and when he leaves the Beis HaKisei, Marchik Dalet Amis, he should distance himself four amis, Minichan, and then put them on, Mipnei Shasol Beis HaKnesses Kavua. Since he used it, he showed that for him, the Beis HaKisei is Kavua. Gemara continues, Iboilhu, we have the following shout. Is he allowed to wear his tefillin when he goes in to urinate? Ravina Shari, Ravina says permissible. Rav Ada Bar Masna also. Rav Ada Bar Masna says that's prohibited. Asu Shailu the Rava. They went and they asked Rava. Amilahu Asur. He says prohibited. Chashina Shemi Yifna Behen. We're afraid that he's also going to need to produce excrement as well. Va'amrila and others say Shem Yifiachmen, we're afraid that he's going to express gas. Tanya, Idach, we learned in another bright side. Nichnas beis hakisei kavua, if he goes into a beis hakisei that is kavua, we never defined exactly what kavua is. Rashi explains that it means a place where there is soah, where there is excrement. So once it has excrement, then it has a different status, and we learn the halacha about taking off the tefillin four amos away. Tanya Yida Chanichnes lebeis hakisei kavua toilets tefilav berachok dalet amos. He has to take his tefillin off four amos away, and here we have a new wrinkle. Umeiniach bachalon, and he places the tefillin in a window. Hasamach l'rishus haram. V'nichnas, and then he goes in. U'kishiyotze, and when he exits, marchik dalet amis, he distances himself first four amis, u'minichan, divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim, ochzim biyado v'nichnas. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that he's allowed to hold it in his hand. Rabbi Akiva is of the third opinion. Rabbi Akiva, omer ochzim b'bigdai, he holds them in his garments, v'nichnas b'bigdai, v'nichnas, and he goes in, period. asks the Gemara, "Bebigdoy sal kedaitach? Do you think, Rabbi Akiva, that he should take it in his begadim? Zimni mishli v'naflu. There are times that he'll forget that he needs to hold that shirt. He'll let go, and the tefillin will fall. Ela ema ochzim bebigdo ubiyado. He holds it in his garments and in his hands. In other words, he doesn't just simply hold the baguette, then he might let it go. But if he wraps in the baguette and holds it in his hand, then he won't forget about it. The Gemara continues, V'nichnas u'meinichin b'churin hasmuchin lebeis hakise. And he puts it in the holes that are next to the bathroom. V'lo yinichin b'churin hasmuchin l'shus harabim. He shouldn't leave it by holes that are next to Rishis Ram, Shem Yitu Osam Ovre Drachim, maybe passerbys will take it. The Yavo Lideh. At this point, the Gemara is unclear what exactly would be the chshad that the individual would be suspect, but the Gemara spells it out with the following story. Umaytib Talmud Echad. This happened with a particular student, Sheniach Tfilin Bechur Nasmuch L'Rishis Rabim. He left the Tfilin at the area next to Rishis Rabim. Uba Zona Achas. And one prostitute came, took it, ubas le beis hamedrash, and she came to the beis hamedrash. For amru ru'u manasan li ploni b'schari, see how I was paid by this yeshiva bacher. Kivan sheshama, when he heard about it, oisa talmid, when that talmid heard about it, kach ala rasha gaz v'nafal umes. He committed suicide from the embarrassment. Hiskinu the institute she osam bebigdo biyadov v'nichnas. He shouldn't leave it out, but he should take them inside. The Gemara continues discussing the best place to put one's tefillin when going to the bathroom. Tana Rabbanan, about 12 lines from the bottom, Barishona hayu manichin os tefillin b'chorin hasmuchin lebeis hakisei. Originally, they placed the tefillin in holes next to the beis hakisei, u'bo'an achbarin v'not l'nosan, and mice came and drag them away. Hiskinu the institute sheimichnos and chalonos hasmuchos rishus harabim, to put them by the windows that were closer to the rishus harabim, because it was closer to where the public was going. There were much less mice that were over there. In contrast, keep in mind, bathrooms in those days were not like today in buildings, but rather were outside in the fields. That was where mice were roaming. But then what was happening was that the passerbys, the unscrupulous passerbyers, were coming and taking it. Excuse me. They instituted that you should hold it in your hand and go in. Rabbi Meisha, the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said, Halacha, golon kimin sefer, you roll them up like a sefer, va'ozen biyamino kineged libo, and you hold it in your right hand against your heart. Bimiyasha is describing a phenomenon that is familiar to many of us today, and that is rolling up the ritzuos like a sefer. And he holds on to it. However, you have to be careful that the ritzuos also have kedusha, and therefore you have to make sure that the ritzuos don't hang out a tefach. Period. The only time we suggest putting it in these places are if there's enough time after you go back from the bathroom during the day to put them on. Aval ein shos biyom lelavshon, but if there isn't enough time, asa lehem kimin kis tefach u'minichin. And the best thing is to actually take them in to the beis hakisei. That was where they'll stay most protected, but do the following idea. And that is make a hole the size of a tefach and to put them inside. Rabbeinu Yonah understands, according to Rashi, that what we were learning from Rabbi Yosha in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yaakov is the following, that if one rolls up the tefillin during the day, then he'd be allowed to even place it on the ground because it's rolled up in an appropriate way. However, at night, take a look at Rashi bar Masu Ubalaila. Kishu Choltzam Bebeso Al Menasla Tziyahara Boker, when you're putting it away at night, you're not supposed to leave it on the floor. Then, the only way you're supposed to do it is to make sure that it's encased in a kli. So if it's rolled up properly, then during the day you're allowed to put it on the floor. But at night, you would not be allowed. See Rabbeinu Yonah for alternative pshat, as well as the Einayim L'Mishpat, who collect the different Rishonim, as well as the Shitas HaRambam on this topic. The Gemara continues with Rabbi Bar Chana never allowing for one to put on the ground. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, B'yom Golan Kimin Sefer, Menichem Miyodo Kineged Libo, he places it close to his heart, U'Balayla Osalahen Kimin Kis Tefach U'Menichon. And during the night, then he makes a kiss for the tefillin to sit in. Amar Rabbi, Lo Shonu El B'Kli Shil Kilyon. The only time there is a requirement of the size of a tefach for the kli is if it's a kli that is designated for the tefillin. Then, in such a case, it needs to be a tefach. Kilyon means it's kli. Aval b'kli she'eino kilyon afilu pachos mitefach, because it serves as an appropriate chatzita. Amar mar zutra vitim ravashi teda. The halacha is that a small jug, what's referred to in the Torah as a tzamid psil, protects for an oel hameis, even if it's not a tefach. One could add to what the Gemara and Rashi say, that in general, one needs a tefach for an oel meis. However, to prevent the tumah from continuing to go up, if you have a roof which is less than a tefach, and a tavher tameh on top of it, it will not prevent it. That's called mas ratzutza, and it will go all the way up to the heavens. If it's the distance of a tefach, it will. However, when it comes to a tzamid psil, if it's not the regular ohel, it's an encasement, so then in such a case, then it works, even if it's less than a tefach. Gemara proves this point, that a tefach is not always critical in terms of creating an appropriate chatzitza. Omer Marzutra Vitemer Vashi Teda, I'll prove this to you. Sharei Pachim Ketanim, if you have a small jug, Matzilin Bo'el Hamis. The Torah tells us, V'chol Tzmit Psil, that anytime you have an enclosed container, so then that could prevent Tumah from exiting and entering. Says Ravashi, Omer Mazutri Temer Ravashi Tedar Shoy Pachin Ktailun Matsilin Boalames. And that it works, a tzamid psil works, Rashi explains, even if there isn't a tefach of chatzitza. Vamar Rabbi Barchana. Rabbi Barchana taught, Kiavazlina Basra de Rabbi Yochanan. When I was going after Rabbi Yochanan, Kiavi Boyle Mele Beis Hakise, when he wanted to go to the bathroom, Kiavi Nofik Sifra Dagata Hava Yovan. If he would have Sifrei Agada, Midrashim, and so on, he would give it to us and we'd not take it in with him to the bathroom. Kavinokit tefillin lo aviyalon. But when he had his tefillin, he didn't give it to us. Omer, he said, Hova Sharun Rabbanon Ninatron. Since the Rabbanon say that you're allowed to take it into your beged, so then I'd rather take it with my beged and it will protect me. Rashi says it will protect me from mazik. Gemara continues on the topic of Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rava, ki hava azlina basre de Rav Nachman. Rava reports a similar type of story. When I went after Rav Nachman, ki hava nokit sifra da agadata, when he was holding a sefer of agada, yavlon, he would give it to someone else. Ki hava nokit filin lo yavlon. Amar holde sharinu rabinon nitrinon. Like we had seen, ninatron. We had seen, just as said earlier, when it came to Rav Bar Chana reporting from Rabbi Yochanan, so too Rav reports the same thing of Rav Nachman. Tana Rabbana, the Gemara continues four lines from the top. Lo yachaz on tefillin biyado v'sefer Torah bizro v'yispalo. A person shouldn't hold tefillin in his hand and a sefer Torah on his arm and daven. V'lo yashdim b'hen mayim, and he shouldn't urinate with them on. V'lo yishon b'hem lo shinas keva v'lo shinas arai. And he should not sleep in them, even a temporary sleep, and certainly a elongated sleep. Amar Shmuel, sakin u'mosu ka'ara v'kikar hare elu kayotzeva. When it comes to these things, a knife, money, plate, as well as food, a person is worried that they're going to fall. And for that reason, he's not going to concentrate well on his tefillah. Hare elu kayotzebehen means to say that just like when it comes to tefillin and a sefer Torah, you're not supposed to hold them because you're afraid that they will drop and you can't concentrate. The same thing when it comes to these objects. The Gemara continues on the last narrow line on the top of Chav Gimel Amid Beis with analyzing this brisa that says that a person is not supposed to urinate when he has tefillin in his hand. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshes, less Hilchasa Kahamat Nisan. It doesn't follow this Braisa, the Beis Shammai, because this Braisa follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel, because when it came to Beis Hillel, Hash the Beis Hakisei Kavua Shari. We learned on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph that Beis Hillel was of the opinion towards the bottom of the Amud that one can hold on to one's tefillin even in a Beis Hakisei Kavua. He told us how you're supposed to wrap it up. So certainly, says the Gemara, Hashta beis hakisei kavua shari beis hakisei ari mi boi. Do we need to teach you in regards to beis hakisei arai? So this braisa is not accepted halacha because it follows beis shammai. Two lines into the wide meisivi, asks the Gemara the following question: Dvarim sheitaytu lecha kan asarti lecha kan. Gemara has a fantastic kasha on Rava, and that is the following. We learned in a brisa that there are things that are mutter over here. Over here, Rashi explains, means a beis hakisei kavua. Asarti lecha kan, that are prohibited for you in a beis hakisei arai. My love, what are we talking about? Tefillin. The subject is tefillin. Iyam ripishlema beis hillel, it's going according to beis hillel. Then we have a beautiful explanation. He tied to the Khan Kan Kavua. That when it came to Kavua, we learned that Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to take inside. But Beis Kisei Arai, there, you're not allowed to take inside. So if it's going to work like Beis Hillel, then that would be fine, except then the statement of Rava would not be accepted. And we would say that this brisa works even according to Beis Hillel. Eliyam Reb Beis Shammai, but if you're going to say it's Beis Shammai, halo shari v'lo midi. Beis Shammai never allowed in the Beis Kisei Kavua, so what could he be offering in a Beis Kisei Arai? The Gemara attempts a defense of Rava and Reb Sheshes, who rejected this brisa because they stated that it was going according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara above showed how it could be following Beis Hillel, yet the Gemara explains why Rav and Rav Sheshes did not think so. Ki Tanya Ahi, they understood that this statement that we learned in Dvarim Sheitarti Lechan Kan, Sarti Lecha Kan, was talking about something totally different. Le'inyin Tefach U'Tefachayim, in regards to revealing a Tefach or two Tefachim. The Tani Chad, that we learned one time, Kishu Nifne, when he goes to the restroom, Migal Acharav Tefach Ulfan of Tefchaim, that he's supposed to reveal from behind him when he derobes one Tefach, and the area in front of him two Tefachim. V'tanya Idach, when learning the Braisa, Id Acharav Tefach Ulfan of Loklum, that behind him is the Tefach, in front of him nothing at all. How do we reconcile these contradictions? My love, Idiv Idivish. Both are talking about a man. V'loy kasha, kan lik doylem, kan lik talent. One is talking about when he needs to relieve himself from excrement, that's gedolim, and the other is talking about ketanim, is talking about when he needs to urinate. Now this goes back to the braisa that we had of Rav, that said, dvarim shi'itar to the chakan, asarti lechakan. And that is, and a base kisei arai, where there is going to be, as Rashi explains, is going to be mei raglayim, and there's a kiluach, that there is a spray that is coming out, the urine that's coming out, in a base hakisei, they'll allow tefchaim. However, in a base kisei arai, they'll allow tefchaim. However, when it comes to base kisei kavua, so then all you need is the acher of tefach and lefan of the low klum. Asks the Gemara v'tizbra, ibe ktanim, la acher of tefach lomali. We said that for ktanim you have two tefachim meach milafana and one meacherav. Why do you need meacherav at all? Elo idividi begdolim. Both are cases where he needs to relieve himself for excrement. Velo kasha ha be'ish v'ha be'isha. But one is talking about a man and another a woman. Comes to an isha will be more machmir milafanav. And that's what it means. Dvarm shasati l'cha b'isha, says Rashi, hitarti l'cha b'ish. Asks the Mari, hiachi, hadiktani Allah, zel kavachom shein lav tshuva. The conclusion of that brisa, which we started quoting two lines in to the why, dvarm shitarti l'cha kan, asarti l'cha kan, the conclusion of it was, zel kavachomer shein lav tshuva. That's a kavachomer that doesn't have a teretz. Mayen love tshuva. What do you mean it doesn't have a teretz? Darke de milsach yisa. You're describing the tsanua way for men to go to the restroom and the tsanua way for women. El alav, it must be. No, our original pshat was correct. It's tefillin. It's talking about tefillin. And the Bryce is explaining that Beis Hillel is more machmir in a Beis Hakise arai, then he is more machmir on a kisei base kisei kavua. Utiyufta de Ravam Rav Sheshes tiyufta, and then Ravam Rav Sheshes is claim that we reject this brisa that says velo yashdim by mayim, where we could explain that that's talking a base hakisei arai doesn't need to be rejected, and it could still be following base hillel. And therefore, Ravam Rav Sheshes' statement that it only makes sense according to base shammai is not true. And everything is beautiful according to Beis Hillel. The one thing that requires explanation, continues the Gemara, is the psak doesn't make any sense. Why was it that on Amud Aleph, Beis Hillel was mekel to be able to carry in tefillin into a Beis Kisei Kavua? Yet, when it comes to a Beis Kisei Arai, according to the way we explained the Braisa, that says that you can't take it in and hold it in your hand to urinate, why are you going to be more machmir when a person is urinating? That's what the Gemara spells out and asks. Mikol makom kasha, hasha beis hakisei kavua shari, beis hakisei arai, loy kol shiken, beis hakisei kavua is permissible, certainly beis hakisei arai. Answers the Gemara, hachi kamar, beis hakisei kavua de lekani tzaitzis shari. When it comes to beis hakisei kavua, there isn't the spraying of urine, and therefore it's going to be permissible. Beis hakisei arai, dikani tzaitzis asri. Where there are nitzotzes, where the urine might bounce and hit the chas v'chalila, the tefillin, so in such a case, it will be prohibited. Ask the Mara, Iyachi amayinu enel of tshuva. Why are you going to say there's no response? Tshuva mal yasahu. The response is very, very clear. It's absolutely logical. Hachi kamer, hamilsa teisela b'toris taima, v'lo teisela b'kavachomer. Present this as with the logic that we presented above of nitzotzes. For lo teisla b'kavachomer, and we don't present the kavachomer, the isla b'ktaris kavachomer is el kavachomer she'ein olav tshuva. Because if you would present it as a kavachomer, then if you were judging the halacha from Beis Hakisei kavua to Beis Hakisei arai, you would have said that if Beis Hakisei is more chomer, and Beis Hillel is mekel, certainly a Beis Hakisei arai be mekel. And that would be a kavachomer shein olav tshuva that you wouldn't be able to respond to, yet it's not correct. And the reason it's not correct, the reason why we're more machmer on Beis Hakisei arai, is because of nitzotzos. The Gemara continues discussing the halachos of tefillin, but begins it with a brisa that discusses going into a large meal. First talks about going to the bathroom vis-a-vis the meal, and then the Gemara talks about tefillin during a meal. Tana Rabbanan, haraitzli kanes l'su'udas keva. So Someone who wants to go into a permanent meal, what that means is a large formal meal. In the time of the Gemara, it was not acceptable for a person to sit down for a meal and then get up to go use the bathroom. So people would try to make sure that they were entirely of no need of the bathroom once that they had gone into the meal. Harotli kanes sudas keva mahalech asar pomim dalet amos. He should walk 10 times back and forth 4 amos, o dalet pomim 10 amos, or 4 times 10 amos, v'yifne. And this will encourage, walking encourages, the Gemara assumes, bowel movement, then go to the bathroom, v'achakach nichnas. For our purposes, we're interested in Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, hanichnas lo su'udas keva cholet tefilov. As well, when someone goes into a large meal, he should take off his tefillin. V'achakach nichnas. And then afterwards, go in. Upliga de Rabbi Chiya. The Gemara points out that this agrees with Rabbi Chiya. Notice the way Rizkake said it. He takes off his tefillin, then afterwards goes in. It seems that he wouldn't even bring the tefillin in with him. This is in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya. Dam Rabbi Chiya minichin al shulchanoi. Rabbi Chiya is of the opinion that you take off the tefillin and put it on the table where you're eating. V'chein hadurlo. And then later on, you will put it back on. V'ad emas. And when do you put it on? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ad zman bracha. You leave it off until the bracha achrona, and at the bracha achrona, then you put it back on. Gemara continues with other halachos related to where one can place a tefillin. Tani chada, we learned in one place, sayur adam tefilav im ma'isav bafri kusasai. A person is allowed to put his tefillin with money in his head kerchief or his turban. V'tani idach lo yotzer. And we learned in a bright seems to contradict that you can't. Lo kasha, it's no contradiction, says the Gemara. Hod azmane, hod lo azmane. There's a concept of hazmana. And the Gemara discusses in Maseches Megillah that if something is designated for a mitzvah, then it is supposed to be used only for that mitzvah. We're going to have a discussion later on tomorrow what happens if it's been designated but not used yet for that mitzvah. But in a case where it's been designated and it's already been used, everybody agrees that you're not supposed to use it for divrei chol. Says the Gemara, hod azmanei, when it was designated, you're only supposed to use the turban for a kedusha. Hod lo azmanei, but where the turban wasn't designated for tefillin, so then in such a case, you can use it for both. Damar of Chizda, as Rav Chizda taught, hai sudra is tefillin da azmanei, lemeitze be tefillin, tsar be tefillin, asa lemeitze be pshitei. If it's been designated for tefillin and you put tefillin inside, then it's prohibited to put money inside. However, azmine velo tsarbe, what happens if it was designated but you never used it? Tsarbe velo azmine, it had been used but it wasn't designated. Shar the meitzer beizuzi, you're allowed to put money inside of it. This is going according to the man d'amar who says, hazmana lav milsi. This is a discussion in Megillah Chavavah Mebeis. Machlokes Amorayim, and this statement is Hazmana Lav Milsa, designation itself has no significance, needs to be designated as well as used. Says the Gemara, okay, that's okay for the man normal who holds Hazmana Lav Milsa. Ula Abayi Damar Hazmana Milsa Hi Azmanei Afogad Lo Tzarbe. If it was designated, even if it wasn't used, it's going to be Aser. Tzarbe, if it's used, is mane also if it was designated as ilo, but if it hasn't gone through a process of asmana, loy, then in such a case it could still be used. Gemara continues 8 lines from the bottom. Bod minei Rav Yosef Breidr and Nechunyim Rav Yehuda. Ma'u shiniach adam tfilav tachas mira'ashosav. What is halach in regards to putting the tefillin under one's head, under one's pillow? Tachas margalosav, under one's feet, lo kami boile, shenog by meaning bizayim. It's not a shayla, clearly that's meaning mizayin. Ki kami boile tachas merosh asav. But the shayla isn't putting under one's head. May, what would halacha be? Amar le, he said to him, hachi amar Shmuel mutar afilu ishto imo. He said that Shmuel is of the opinion that's permissible even if one's wife is there as well, that there isn't any bizayon for the tefillin. Meisive, the Gemara says, Lo yini echadim tefilas tachas margalos, mnei shebenog behem minig bohem derech bizayim. Putting on tefid is a bizayim. Avo menichan tachas marisho. So if he could put under his head, vim hoitze ishta ima asur. If his wife is with him, it's asur. So how could you have said above that it's going to be permissible? The only time it is permissible is hayim akam shigvaya gimel tvachim o namuch gimel tvachim mutter. If it's above, if it's on a shelf, three tvachim above, where he and his wife are sleeping, or below, then it's mutter. Tiyufta de Shmuel tiyufta. That is a strong kasha on Shmuel. Amar Rava, Rava makes a very interesting point. On the bottom of Gimlam Beis, Af agav de sanyo, tiyufta de Shmuel, hilchas akava say, even though you said that there is a bomb kasha, there's a brice against it, the halacha is actually like in my time, what's the reason? Kol nitu renew tfei adif. Since tefillin serves as a shmira, is that supersedes the bizayon that is involved. The supervision that it provides allows it us to do it, even though it is a slight bizayon. She explains what the supervision means. It means the supervision from the tefillin being destroyed by mice or ganavim. So ultimately, that is a greater kavod for the tefillin itself. The Gemara continues on top of Chav, and where they place Amar Yirmiyah ben Karla Kesses, they're placed between the pillow and the mattress. They're placed between the two of them. Shelo Keneged Rosho, not directly opposite his head. Directly under his head, then that would serve as a bizayon. Ask the Marva, Tani Rabbi Chia manichin bekova tachas marosh asav. But didn't we learn that he puts it in a hat, which is under his head? Here, the translation kova's hat is not a good description, even though this is how the word kova is often used. Kova here probably means the pouch of the tefillin. Minichim bekova tachas marosh asav. It's put in the pouch under his head. Answers the Gemara. Demafik le lemorsha de kova levar. He puts the pouch on one side, and he puts his head on another side, but his head is not directly on top of the tefillin. Bezras Hashem, this concludes Daf Gimel Meseches Brachos and the Daf, and Bezras Hashem, we now go on to the halachos. Bezras Hashem, the first topic of halacha from Daf of Gimel, we will call davening and dirty diapers. We had learned on the bottom of Chav Beis and Mebeis some of the halachos in regards to soa, in regards to an individual who davens and finds himself in the presence of excrement. Particularly what we will discuss is the halachos in regards to excrement, meraglayim, urine. Sometimes the halacha is different. Those of us who are Baruch Hashem fathers and have had infants, and those of us Baruch Hashem who had the zchus to work in Camp Pasch, have known that there are times that the sugyas on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis will become practical. First of all, the Gemara tells us that one is not allowed to pray within four amis of tsoa. If one is within uncovered excrement within four amis, one is not allowed to daven. And if one does, and one is aware of it, the Gemara concluded two lines from the bottom, then the tefillah is a toev. The Gemara also told us, in a case of an onis, when one realizes that there is excrement around, then in such a case, one needs to move four amos in front of the excrement. It's codified in Mechaber and Siman Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. As long as you're able to see if the tsoa is in front of you, then that is going to be a problem. This is also brought out by the Mechaber over there. It needs to be emphasized that even though our sugya did not talk about the reyach, the smell, nevertheless, what emerges from Mechaber is not only does one ask to distance themselves from the excrement, but the place in which the odor ends
one needs distance for Amis from that.
Our Gemara said that someone who davens where there's Tzoah, so then the Tefillah is not even accepted at all. The Tefillah is considered a Toeva. This comes up very, very practically in the following way. Says the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Zayin, Kara b'makom sheroy l'stapek b'tzoah. If a person read Kriyashma in a place where there was a suffix, there might have been excrement. U'matza achakach our Gemara. Tzarech lachzar v'likros. Then he has to go back and say Kriyashma again. And the same, by the way, would apply for Tefillah. Aval im eina makom roy l'stapek bo, ein tzarech lachzar v'likros. However, if he had no reason to believe that there would be excrement, then he doesn't need to go back. Now, here, being a father and being someone who helps people with developmental disabilities, one will remember that there are times that it is quite common for there to be a dirty diaper around. If that would be so, if someone davened and he didn't check if there was or there wasn't a dirty diaper around, and it turns out there was, now here, we're going to emphasize excrement. We'll talk about diapers in a moment. And there was excrement. In such a case, the individual has to repeat Kriyashma and Tefillah. However, there is a important caveat that applies in many instances today. If the excrement is covered, so then in such a case, the halacha is the following. In Simen Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph, Soa Ba'ashoshius, if there is excrement, one is allowed to read Kriyashma, and the Mishnah points out that this applies to Torah and Tefillah as well. One is allowed to read in front of it. Rav Nevinsal told me that a bag would also be considered Ashashius. Ashashius is a type of glass. A bag would also serve that purpose, as well as, I believe, a diaper as well. So here, we don't have the standard case of Tzoah. If the excrement is in something that covers it, so then in such a case, then it would be permissible to say Kriyashma. However, we learned that there are two lachos. One halacha is saying in front, with the excrement in front, and then there's another halacha that one needs to distance even for Amos from the smell. When it comes to Ashashios, if the excrement is covered and the smell does not reach, so then, in such a case, one would be allowed to say Kriyashma. The halacha of excrement is you need to distance yourself for Amos because from where the smell ends, because as far as the smell goes, so then in such a case, the halacha of Ahayim Machanecha Kadosh applies. And Machanecha Kadosh, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siman Ayin Tes, means that you need to make your own machana outside of the machana of the Tzoah. Over here, the Tzoah is in a separate machana. However, there's another halacha that says that you're not allowed to daven in front of the Reach Ra'ah, which also was something that we saw from our Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Hence, that would mean, practically, that someone would be allowed to daven if there is a diaper around, if the smell does not reach the area that he is davening, and it's prohibited to daven in an area where the area would be reached. In an instance where a person did not check, and it turns out he was davening in an area where the smell is palpable, in such a case, it could very well be that he would need to repeat Shemona Esrei. If he should have expected, if he was in the kids' room and davening, he should have expected to have checked over there in an infant's room for a dirty diaper. These are the basic halachos that emerge from our sugya. If you want a very thorough summary of all the halachos that relate to tefillah in a makom metunaf, the Be'er Halacha quotes a very good introduction from the Prima Gadim in Siman Ayin Tes, where he goes through nine different rules in regards to Tzoah, the basic halachos Be'ezer Hashem we covered. Bezras Hashem, our next topic, La Halacha, that emerges from the Gemara, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, can be applied to a very contemporary issue. And that is the following new phenomenon that only appeared in the last few years on the scene due to the amazing advantages of technology. And that is davening on an iPod, davening on an iPhone. Of course, we're not going to discuss the other halachic and machshavic components of the wisdom of the use of this type of technology. That in itself, the technology has fantastic potentials and fantastic challenges, but that's not our topic at all. We are going to discuss the halachos of carrying something in your hands when you daven. First, let's learn the halacha of our sugya, and then see how some have used this halacha and have attempted to apply it to iPhones and iPods. The Gemara on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis had said that a person should be careful what they're holding on to when they daven, because that might break their concentration. The Gemara said that one is not allowed to hold on to tefillin in one's hand, a sefer Torah, as well as the Gemara quotes a later teaching of Shmuel that says that a knife, presumably because you're afraid that it's going to drop and hurt somebody, or money, which a person doesn't want to lose, or a nice utensil, as well as food, if it falls, will become sullied, one cannot hold on to them when one davens. This is how the Mechaber asks in the Siman Sadivot, Sif Aleph, Kishum Uspalol, Yilo Yechos B'yado Tfilin, V'loi Sefer Mikisvei Kodesh, V'loi Ka'ora Mileya, and not a full plate of food. Here, the fear, according to the Mechaber, is that the food is going to fall. V'lo Sakin, says the Mishabura, might fall on one's foot. U'mos V'kikar, M'pnei Shaliba Aleim Shalo Yiplu, V'yitareid, V'yiz Batel Kavanaso. He'll become disturbed, and it will cause him to be mevatel his kavana. The Mishabura comments that the concern, particularly, is in regards to those things, Shim Yiplu, Sifkat and Hey, Yeshbaim Hefsid Oyazikulo, that if they fall, there'll be a loss, or it will hurt him. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds, V'yeshamrim dani lav dafkel orchadim el senaket, v'adin shein litol shum dover b'yado b'shas hatfila. This is just general examples, and he shouldn't hold anything in his hand, presumably those things that are valuable. My Talmud, Reb Mordechai Schiffman, who's now a Rav in Brooklyn, told me that there are some who prohibit davening from an iPod based on the above. And the reason is the following. Just like the halacha is that one is not allowed to hold something valuable in his hand to daven, but certainly as well, when it comes to things like the above, so then, if they are valuable, then that can also break a person's kavana. And just like we saw that on those things that we mentioned above, that since they're valuable, you're not allowed to hold on to it, so too the argument went that an iPod, which clearly a person would be concerned about an iPod falling to the ground, one cannot hold it when one is davening. I do not find this source compelling. There's a fundamental difference between the cases in the Shulchan Aruch and the case of an individual who's davening on his iPhone. Playing with his iPhone ein hachinami. It would be the exact same thing as the above case. Or even holding his iPhone or iPod or whatever it might be and not davening from it, that would also be problematic. However, if he's davening from it, so then in such a case, it's hard to imagine that the individual would be prohibited to daven from something because it is expensive. What would the halacha be? Would someone say that a siddur that is very, very, very valuable, one is not allowed to daven from that siddur? Let's say it's a family heirloom, or it's an old manuscript. It's prohibited to daven from that siddur because he would be concerned that it's going to fall and he's not going to be mechaveh? It's not brought down at all in the poskim. The distinction between the two cases, one can suggest, is of above. When it comes to the monies and the kikar and so on and so forth, all of those instances are examples where an individual focus on the object is only its value. However, when it comes to an instance where a person is davening for it, so then his primary focus will be on its tefillah. And if his primary focus is on his tefillah, then one would allow them to use it for tefillah. I would like to bring a small proof to this idea. It's not conclusive, but a small proof. The Be'er Heitev in that above Simen, Simen Sadi Dvav, Sif Gimel, discusses Nafal Sefer al Oret. If a Sefer fell down, Ve'ena Yochel Lechavim Mipneizeh, and a person is not able to be Mechavim, he's not able to focus on his Shmon Esrei because of it, Mutalag Bio, in such a case, he's allowed to interrupt and pick it up. Now, clearly, a sefer on the floor is understood to disturb a person. Maybe we should argue that's prohibited to daven with a siddur, lest a person drop it on the floor and he be disturbed and his davening be disturbed to the point that the halach even actually allows him to be mafsik. The answer is that we're not choshesh for that. When a person is holding something for the right reasons, in such an instance, we allow him to hold it, even though it is possible that he might hold on to it, he might drop it, and might need to be mafsik. When it came to Sidurim, it was never instituted. It's hard to imagine that if he's holding it for the right reasons, using it in the use of tefillah, in such a case, it should be prohibited for that reason. Obviously, there's another concern when it comes to the use of this type of technology, and that is it truly the best way for an individual to concentrate vis-a-vis tefillah? Scrolling up and down, is that something that diverts a person's concentration? For different strokes, it might be. Excuse me, for different folks, it might be different strokes. But as far as the basic halacha, it would seem to me that it's hard to prohibit it based on this svara. I'd like to bring Bezer Hashem even a more conclusive proof from the Mishnah Berurah on that halacha in Sifkat and Beis. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, if the halach is that one is not allowed to hold a Sefer Torah, how could it be, in the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon, that the Chazan would hold a Sefer Torah when he would say, Yukam Porkan? We do not do that, but we hold a Sefer Torah when the Chazan says, Misha Asanisim Lavosenu, by benching Rosh Chodesh. A person is not going to concentrate. The answer is, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kimon Shekavanasa Azle Spalal Alom De Torah, Al kein machzik a sefer Torah biyado v'lo l'shem shmira v'have kemo lulav bizmano v'chein mutar l'hachzik v'shoshim avarchim achodesh. We did not discuss how this applies to lulav. Let's just talk about in the context of sefer Torah, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says if a person's focus when he's holding the sefer Torah is not because he wants to watch it, parentheses also not because he wants to play with it, so then in such a case it will not break from his kavana. Similarly, if the fellow's primary focus is to hold the iPod for the intention of davening, in such a case, the halacha l'chura should be that it's mutter. Again, the other factors need to be taken into account, what is truly best for a person's kavana for tefillah. But to put it into this category, l'niyas daiti, is difficult, and there still is room for a person who thinks that it's the best thing for his tefillah to continue using it.